your practice yesterday when you talked to us. What did you think of your whole week?
It's been a very good week. You have the early start, the bonus day on Monday, and then we went right into a normal flow. So Tuesday was a Wednesday, and Wednesday was a Thursday. Today's a Friday. So far, so good. I thought we've had two quality practices, especially for week one, and feel good about the way it's going.
Are you going to practice on Saturday like you normally do the day before, or did you change that up this week?
Tomorrow will be a Saturday format, so we'll have a little longer practice tomorrow than a normal Saturday. So we'll practice tomorrow, and then we will fly to Jacksonville first thing Saturday morning.
Why did you decide to change it up that way? Are you going to do that the rest of the year, or are you still doing the day before the game practice?
Just the opportunity to do more early in the week, give you more time to review at the back end of the week. I mean, it's not a long flight or anything like that, but I think it's long enough. I felt it'd be beneficial for us to get down there early Saturday as opposed to getting into Jacksonville, particularly where we're staying. We're staying down in Sawgrass. That's a pretty good ride from the airport. So I just wanted to get down there early enough, and then we'll do a light workout at the Sawgrass Resort, just to get the plane ride. And start, so they can put the plane ride behind them and kind of start their neurological clocks for the contest.
Mike, any concern about the tight end depth of Justin? I don't know how serious.
I'm a hopeful. Justin will go Sunday. Today's probably an important day for him just to get himself right. He's going to have to complete the practice segment tomorrow, and we'll know then if he's ready or not.
Mike, how are Brett Mason and Jacob getting up to speed?
Looks good. They're very professional, as we know with Brett Mason from their history here. So, I have no concerns.
Staying on special teams, Mike, do you notice an inordinate amount of big plays early in the season on special teams because those units are finally working as a unit for the first time?
I think statistically, there's some evidence of that, but I think you really have to look at the whole quality of play in the first four games of the year. I think, first quarter football in the National Football League is definitely different the last couple of years compared to probably pre-CBA, in my opinion. So that's part of it. And you have to, use that as part of your focus when you're planning and training your football team.
Along those lines, I mean, I realize the Hopes have a good team. You've had that, but you've played well in September. Is there any recipe for getting early that, getting over that, first quarter of the season kind of stuff?
Well, I don't know if there's a recipe for it, but I think it's always a combination of things for your football team. A healthy training camp is probably the most important. The ebb and flow of our training camp, I feel it has prepared us for the type of season that we have. From just a pure scheduling standpoint. But at the end of the day, it's still football. You have to have a high quality preparation if you think it's going to have a chance of leading to top performance. So that's just kind of always been our approach.
Mike, what is your confidence level in Jake Shum? I mean, it sounded like it was kind of an odyssey for him to get here before the last preseason game, and then he knocked it out of the park, it looked like.
Well, I mean, you have to be impressed with what he's done, and I think – it's just like any evaluation. The most important film is the live film. So just to watch him in practice and kick in a Kansas City game. I'll say this, he's been very consistent of what we ask him to do and what he's done. So he just needs to continue that, and we'll be in great shape.
Did you know much about him, Mike, before he was brought in here? I mean, did you know much about him?
I know his history. I know his background, as far as Syracuse and – things like that, the tape of Tampa. So, but, there's obviously a fundamental evaluation that goes into it. And he's been very consistent of what our personnel department thought of him and how he's performed since he's been here.
Mike, I realize a lot goes into the 46, but can Jeff Janis help you if you get with that club with you?
Definitely. I think he proved that yesterday. That was really what yesterday's practice was about for Jeff. Can he operate with the club? So we'll see how he feels today. And frankly, I think his work his work tomorrow will determine if he even has a chance or will be considered to be up.
Mike, you always say you get what you emphasize, and last year you emphasized getting off to a fast start, and you got that. Almost every time you've said that, you've actually gotten what you wanted. So what have you emphasized going into this first part of the season?
Our number one emphasis as a football team is to improve in the area of pursuit and coverage, pursuit and finish, and cover and finish. So and I think it was evident in our preseason play. It's been evident in our workloads at practice. So that's the number one emphasis for our football team.
Mike, with Christian Ringo last year coming in, what do you think he's made the biggest jump, you know, in being able to make this 53 this year?
Well, endurance, number one. I think anytime you see a young guy, he learns the system. He flashes, he makes plays, and you know, you go through the long season. I've talked about this time and time again. These rookies that come in here, you think about what they've accomplished going into their senior year, then they spend all the time getting ready for the draft, and they get selected or signed, and then from May all the way through. It's 12 months of, or not even 12, it's more than that. It's 16, 18 months of just a grind. So their ability to catch their breath, come back, not only know what to do, but understand why they're being asked to do things. That is the biggest threshold that young players have to get over. Today we talked about rest and recovery. So it's a part of your program, but it's important not only to tell the rookies, you know, what we're doing today, but why we're doing it, and take them through the history. Because I think when you go back and tell people the history of why this is, we're running this play, or why we're using this technique, it's not just because we're the Green Bay Packers, or I did this for the last 20 years as a coach. We're doing this for a reason, and this is the reason. This is the history of it. This is the why. So I think that's a basic approach that we take with all of our young guys. I just think it helps them understand more and more. And in Christian's case, is a great example of that. I think you see a guy that's a heck of a football player, knows who he is as a football player as far as his strengths, and he maximizes it. So he looks very comfortable in what we ask him to do.
We've talked about this in the past, but what, as a play caller, how does it help you to have Randall and Ty being able to line them up kind of here, there, and everywhere, whether it's, receiver?
I mean, you always want to have flexibility with your players and Randall and Ty definitely give us, that flexibility. I mean, it's looking at those guys more in the return game on special teams. Those are guys you want to get the football to.